Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority, where we have about 45 people, mostly in government and public agencies, learning about social media. So we've got classes going on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we've got Jonathan Lasner from the Orange County Register here, who's also a social media expert and trying to get people the right information so they can enhance their businesses with social media and grow their business, etc. So Jonathan, what do you think about this social media movement? A time dump or time well invested?
Well, each business or each person, you know, has different needs and different wants and different time demands. But when you see the ability to communicate with a large number of people at a relatively low cost, and your biggest cost may be time, I think most people who are trying to communicate certainly should start thinking about looking at one, and you don't have to look at them all, of the tools out there, perhaps first in the experimental mode, but there's certainly something worth considering.
Well, I know the private industry has utilized social media as well as government. Now, what do you think about Orange County public agencies and government jumping on the bandwagon? Is it something that you would like to see more of as a reporter and as a taxpayer in Orange County?
Well, certainly I think as a citizen and the ability to disseminate information relatively quickly, I think there's a lot of upside, you know, to quote society, for agencies to figure out how to better communicate, whether it's getting the bus schedule out to me, telling me what fire or police agency may be out doing something, to which park is open or closed. No matter how they do that and how quickly and cheaply they do that, it's a boon. You know, the other thing is, and we haven't talked about it now, and it's often not talked about, it's the ability to listen. I mean, that government agencies, and it sounds a little bit Big Brother, but would have a place where I could complain that there's a pothole, there's a broken fence at the park, the bus was late, and do it cheaply for the agency involved. What a great plus. So it's just one of the other tools, no different than we added websites or fax machines or even go back telephone lines. You know, another tool out there.
Okay, great. I also have Rochelle Vitouris, and as the workshops come to a close in a few minutes, you're going to be providing a keynote during lunch. It's a brown bag keynote. And what are you going to be sharing with the government agency folks here assembled at OCTA today?
I'm going to be sharing 5 simple tips to make your life easier, because I think we all need a little bit of reprieve, and I want to equip people with these tools so that they can use their time more efficiently and not feel so stressed and not so burdened, and use some of those tools to do some of that heavy lifting for them. And again, I think just to get everyone together and encourage them and root them to keep, this is the right direction, keep going. We all need to encourage each other and be there for each other. And we're also going to talk about the social media sphere, because it encompasses so many different programs, and a lot of people get confused about that often. So we'll use a visual for that, though, because that's heavy.
Great. I really appreciate what you said as far as, you know, providing that support, that encouragement, because we are treading on relatively new terrain and new territory. So that's great. And we also have a surprise for one of our special panelists, don't we? And we have a presenter, Neil Schaefer, who is an expert on LinkedIn, and he has a book that's due out on Amazon.com within the next few weeks or so. So we've got a little surprise for him, and we also have a surprise for the presenters as well. So stay tuned and continue to follow the hashtag of GOV2O as a hashtag for all the exciting things that are happening at Gov 2.0 at OCTA. Rochelle, anything else that you want to add?
No, just thank you again for hosting this, Ted. And yes, we're thrilled to congratulate Neil on his book. It's a huge accomplishment, and he is just such a dear heart. So happy to support him, and thank you for having us all.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Jonathan.
My pleasure.